Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day, from the order of preachers around the world. My name is Father Scott Steinkirchner, and I am your preacher today as well, coming to you from Minneapolis in the United States. Coming to you today with a preaching entitled, Filling Your Lamp with Joy. This is from the Gospel of Matthew. Jesus told this parable to his disciples. The kingdom of heaven will be like this. 10 bridesmaids took their lamps and went to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were foolish and 5 were wise. When the foolish took their lamps, they took no oil with them, but the wise took flasks of oil with their lamps. As the bridegroom was delayed, all of them became drowsy and slept. But at midnight there was a shout, "Look, here is the bridegroom. Come out to meet him." Then all those bridesmaids got up and trimmed their lamps. The foolish said to the wise, "Give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out." But the wise replied, "No, there will not be enough for you and for us. You had better go to the dealers and buy some for yourselves." And while they went to buy it, the bridegroom came, and those who were ready went with him into the wedding banquet, and the door was shut. Later, the other bridesmaids came also, saying, "Lord, Lord, open up." But he replied, "Truly I tell you, I do not know you. Keep awake, therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour." Thus ends the reading. This reading brings up a real worry that we have sometimes. Will my faith hold out to the end? Because life is long and lots of things can happen. What if I have a heart attack? What if a treasured loved one dies? A child suffers? Will my faith be enough to sustain me even then? We have a good answer here to that. It will be if you've collected your oil along the way. That is, the time to worry about is my faith strong enough is not in the middle of the crisis, at midnight. But if you collect oil along the way, you'll have plenty when it gets to be midnight. That is, every day, whatever joy you find, thank God for it. And that puts a little in your flask, you know, saving it up. It's acknowledging the beauty. It's reveling in the faith that we have now and whatever good comes our way today that fills up our flasks with oil. We do that. There'll be plenty when things are bad. But if we go through our days now, not thinking, not worrying, not acknowledging God's grace in our life this day, things may be different at midnight. Think about it and fill your lamp with joy today.